Coach, with that championship win, and I reported it on Black College Nines, that after your defeat to Xavier in the dugout at the Montgomery Biscuits Ballpark, Riverwalk Stadium, your players were feasting on hamburgers, hot dogs, chicken sandwiches, chips, protein drinks, and bars. Then you came out there and won the national title. Was it that meal that got you guys the energy you needed to push you to a championship?
I'm sure the food absolutely helped. I don't know if you remember it. When Xavier got up big against us in the first game, I went ahead and I took all of my starters out to get them off their feet. I was really trying to get to where these guys were just rested and they were ready to go game two. I don't want to say I gave up, but you know, when we were getting beat as bad as we were, it was, okay, we got to play for game two. And, you know, so again, yeah, the food and the hydrating those guys, that was definitely key. So just trying to get them ready to play game two. And we hadn't thrown off the spin ball yet. It really worked out in our favor that we had one of our best left-handed arms waiting for that moment, that game. So it definitely, we don't get to that position if we don't win the first three games of the tournament, because we would have had to abuse Stanball. But the fact that we got to Saturday and hadn't lost, you know, that allowed you to save an arm for the second game in case you lose game one. And we didn't want to panic in game one. It wasn't win all, or we didn't have to win game one. Obviously, we wanted to, but if we didn't win game one, that was okay. We had another nine innings. And like I said, Xavier's got a really good program, and Adrian does a good job, but it's hard to beat somebody 18 straight innings in a day. So we felt like resting the guys, getting the guys off the field, that helps get them ready for game two.
Well, and game two was a big winner for you. The 7-2 win got you national champions, first time in program's history. But it's what happened after the championship game that I really liked. You guys were trying to get out of there early because you had graduation for several of your players, and you had a 10 to 12 hour drive to make it. Now, the ball game ended after 9, and you were like 12 hours away, and you had to be there at 8 in the morning. My understanding is that you guys got back in time, and you guys went directly off of the travel bus, put on their caps and gown, and went and graduated.
Yeah, we lost an hour too because we were Central Time, if you remember that. So you know, we're coming back from Alabama. We lost an hour. We didn't pull in until I think 7 or 7:30 in the morning. And you know, we had some administration, and we had some people waiting on us to get off the bus to congratulate us. Then we went straight to graduation right after lunch. You know, we guys went home and they slept for a little bit, but I don't think I fell asleep. I was just maybe for an hour. I didn't sleep the entire way home either. You know, just all the excitement and really everything sinking in what we had just accomplished, but. We were thrilled, and we had three guys. Two guys walked across the stage, and Kevon Moxie walked across with the World Series trophy. And actually, I'm super excited. Kevon is going to join our staff this year. Mox is going to join our staff, and his brother played at Louisville State. He did too. And the fact that we're going to get a young man like that can give back to our players and be a role model and a leader for our young men coming into the program is going to be exciting.
What was the experience like at the Black College World Series? Because you guys did some things. I saw you all. I kind of had a tingling feeling the way you were going about things that you might have was going to pull this off. The minute you guys got there, instead of going to get your hotel room, you went to the practice field. You guys spent a lot of time practicing, more than any of those teams that participated in the tournament.
Yes, sir. We, it was 10 hours is a long, 10, 11, 12 hours, however long it ended up being. That was a long trip. And you know, I wanted those guys to get out, move around, stretch, and I wanted us to be the most prepared. You know, if we went out and we got beat, that's fine, I can handle it. But if we didn't, if we went out and got beat and we weren't prepared and we didn't get extra reps, I mean, we had a practice facility available. Just we went over there every single day. I don't think there wasn't one day we didn't go over there. And we got some ground balls in, pitchers moved around, got the arm going just a little bit, you know, did some bands, hitters got in the cage. You know, I wanted us to be prepared. I didn't want us getting in the box and having any excuses in our mind on how I didn't get a lot of swings in before the game, or I still feel stiff, or whatever it may be. I wanted us to feel prepared. We went over there about an hour a day before every game, and I don't know if it was that helped, but I'd like to think that, you know, any preparation like that is going to be beneficial to in-game success. So, you know, it's like a math test. You don't study, you don't perform well on tests, you feel terrible, but you study all week and you go in and you do well. At least, even if you don't do well, going into that, you feel prepared. You know, and I did not want us going in after a 10, 12-hour bus ride not feeling prepared to play, especially when we had to play Ed Waters first and then Xavier, you know, then Florida Memorial, then had to beat Xavier in, you know, for them twice. So, a lot of good competition. Savannah State, we did play them, and Rust. It was good competition, beautiful facility. You know, there's always going to be some kinks in the first year you run a tournament, but you guys did a good job, and we were thankful to be able to be a part of that, and we're hoping we're going to be invited back next year if we have a good year this year. So we're still NCAA Division II independent this year. We're hoping to get to a conference the following year, so that World Series gives us something to play for at the end of the year. So we're hoping to have another opportunity to come back and play again.
Well, the baseball coach from Bluefield State is the reason why I pushed for a 10-year period to get that tournament on. My former coach, Jeffrey Hunter, said to me 10 years ago that these kids have, HBCU kids have nothing to play for. So after a 10-year fight, we were able to put on the tournament, and it's good to say that Bluefield State can be called national champions. The coach... to shut this podcast down and wind it down to a close, you talked about getting rings. Is there a ring in order for me?
Yeah, absolutely. We can definitely work that out. And
Coach, I'm kidding you.
Yeah, well, we can work it out. You know, just listen. I've been doing this. I'll be in year 8 at the college level. You know, I played 3 years at the college level, 4 professionally. This is the first ring I've ever won, so this is special to me. I hope it's the first of many. You know, obviously the goal is to develop these young men and get them graduated and prepare them to be men. But, you know, the life lessons that this game teaches us and the everyday processes that we try and stay accountable to, that's what produces these championships. And again, you got to have some luck, some things have to go your way, but you know, winning a championship is special to me, and these guys will forever be a part of that first team, that first winning season, that first championship, and it's just special to be able to be a part of that.
Well, Coach, kudos to you for being hired and being the right spot, the right person at the right spot, and winning your championship, and hopefully next season that you'll get a chance to defend your title.
Yes, sir, absolutely. And Mr. Cooper, thank you for everything you do for HBCU baseball. We're very appreciative of that, and I know we'll be staying in touch, and I look forward to hopefully playing again next year.
Well, Coach, as I tell everybody that participates in the Black College 9 podcast, it's not me. It's you, coaches. You put the product on the field, and Black College 9s will report it. Coach, God bless you, and God keep you.
Yes, sir.